Good morning. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with an update on Tropical Storm Fay at 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday. Fay has come inland near Cape Romano, just about 50, 55 miles south of Naples on the Gulf Coast of Florida. The system will be continuing to move northward at about 9 to 10 miles an hour and then slow down during the day today. Because it's made landfall as a tropical storm, we've been able to drop all mention of hurricane warnings and watches at this time. And tropical storm warnings, however, remain in effect from Flagler Beach on the east coast and south of the Tampa Bay area on the west coast of Florida, including most of the Keys for the remainder of today. We'll have to look later on today to see if we can lower some of those watches as the storm weakens a bit over land. The main threat from Fay will be the very, very heavy rains that are occurring across Florida. 4 to 8 inches of rain are common, and as the system slows down, some areas are going to see an excess of 10 inches of rain, especially from the Lake Okeechobee area northward on into tonight. On the track we're forecasting, the system will be over the middle of the Florida Peninsula just to the west of Okeechobee by this evening, and could emerge during the day tomorrow on the east coast of Florida. Remains to be seen exactly where that might be. Because much of the circulation will be over the Atlantic waters tomorrow, forecasters believe the circulation will maintain itself for the next several days as it moves slowly northward, producing very heavy rain as the main threat and some isolated tornadoes. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with a 5:30 update.